Yeah, I don't have one either. But every time I go to my mom's, I always like, I got to get me a squatty potty. It's not the pot. It's more that just the stool. You just get a stool in front of you and it hikes up your knees like we were a long time ago when we were all Indonesian. We would just squat.
Yeah.
And be in that natural position. Dude, my poop came out just like perfect.
Yeah, that's what it's like designed for, apparently. Like, that's how humans are supposed to shit, like dogs, you know?
Don't you wish your dick was as big as your poop?
No.
Like, have you ever looked at one of your poops and you're like, God, that would be perfect as my cock.
Man, that diarrhea, I wish my
just
dick
that floppy mess. But your dick already looks like a pile of diarrhea, I'm sure. After fucking 35 years of marriage. Yeah.
After nom, it's like a spilled bowl of SpaghettiOs down there.
Yeah, exactly. You get near it, you can still smell the Agent Orange, you know. Come on now, we're having a good time.
Oh, we love to see it. Yeah. Okay, that's yes. Great to see. I was just checking the cam.
Cam. Are they called nanny cams?
I don't know why, but it is a camera. I'm not a nanny. I'm a father.
A father cam?
I don't like that at all.
Daddy cam?
Daddy cam!
You don't want a daddy cam.
The swallow cam?
Swallow cam. Yikes.
No, completely separating myself from the things I just said. My child was awake, and I had gone out to get you a thing, and I came back, and you had said that she peeked in the door.
Yeah.
Because
I saw the door move and we already have the lights flashing here. I'm like, all right, it's just a haunted house. This is just a haunted house you subject your children to every night. And then like a little child, they all look the same. I can't tell which one's which.
Yeah.
It peeked through and then, you know, all you honkies look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then just peeked through and then like I waved and then like she waved back and like, looked at you and saw she got away with it. She, they, them, there, and then closed the door. But
I didn't even see her. That's the thing. We were just ships in the night. She went to the bathroom while I walked by, and
For the rest of her life, she's like, I fucking got away with that.
Well, I just think it's so funny. Like, she's normalized it at this point. Like, she knows, like, oh yeah, daddy brings home strangers
into the garage and they hang out.
And they just are in there for a while. And we hear screaming.
Yeah.
We hear screaming, but that's okay. It's good screams.
Daddy does adult stuff with other men in the garage.
Yeah.
I can't wait. As soon as she gets in therapy, because, you know, her father's a comedian. It's only a matter of time.
I don't have a college fund. I have a therapy fund.
Yeah, you need a therapy fund. And so you need a BetterHelp budget for sure. Sponsor us. And then, she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just had this weird, strange sort of memory of my father bringing all these men to this garage late at night, you know, and they would all giggle and yell and moan.
They'd give me waves.
They would wave to me, and then point at my dad's ass, and then they give me the okay sign, you know.
And I'd have to give it back to them.
Yeah, I give it back to them because I didn't know what it meant, you know.
Anyways, use promo code SWALLOW for BetterHelp 10% discount.
BetterHelp and a better asshole. To be taken by a local podcast. Okay, yeah. We've run out. We've bombed.
Welcome to Swallow Daddies.
Do you think all the people that we respect as comedians still listen to this?
What do you mean? Were they already?
Well, there was respectable people listening to this.
Potentially,
When Tom was on it.
Yeah, I think, if anything... It's refined it to the
ones...
I'm
going to say it. Dave Sires isn't listening anymore. After Tom is the reason he was listening.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, he's not listening to this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because he was like, yeah, I listen to this, like he does these long drives or something, or he does some commute where he's like, I listen to this. And I'm like, that's really cool. And then I forgot about that, and then I remembered it again. I'm like, oh, yeah. There's been so many of those that were probably not worth the commute, you know what I mean? And then I would hope he would respect himself and stop listening.
Well, my true hope is that if anyone, you know, whether we respect you or not, you listen to it and you go, well, you know what? I'll give him another shot. And then you go, that one was good. And then you listen to another one. You're like, oh, I'll give him another shot. Like, that's basically what I just ask for grace in this time.
Yeah. Well, I saw my brother at my sister's 21st birthday party today. And
why did you say it like that?
21st.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
Birthday.
21st
birthday. It wasn't meant to be perverted. It's meant to be NPR.
Well, you like you slowly opened your eyes and said 21st.
I'm already falling asleep. This bourbon's knocking me out. 21st, because I know you're a little pervert. I know you couldn't wait for my sister to turn 21 so you could take her out and fucking get her hammered.
18.
Have your way with her. 18 is the number. Yeah.
What is the? I don't know this.
Let's relax. Okay. First of all, let's fucking relax. Whatever you're about to say.
There is different states have different rules, right?
Okay, first of all, their age of consent laws. I wouldn't call them different rules. You're like, so what's the game here?
Wait, what is it like you gotta collect $200?
If it's like 18, it's anal, and then 16, I can slap a titty around for 5 minutes.
How many bases till I get to 13?
I mean 18. Yeah.
That was like the plot of a Transformers movie, one of the ones that Wahlberg was in, where like the guy's like trying to fuck his daughter or whatever, and he's like, hey, what the fuck you doing with that? And the guy's like, hey, statute of limitations in Arkansas is actually 14, buddy. Look at this. It's like the brother-sister law or whatever the fuck. Like brother, he shows him a card. He has a card for it in the movie. It's crazy.
It's the Romeo and Juliet law or whatever.
You know that all too well, huh?
I've heard it. I heard about it.
You had that a little too quick in the back pocket, unfortunately.
I had an old friend.
Woo! Sorry, that's the cops outside.
I had an old friend back in college who was a drummer. I'm giving away his instrument. He was a saxophone player, let's say that, instead of a drummer. And he happened to be, mid-50s, and he loved him.
Oh.
He loved him. Legal.
Sure,
legal.
But boy,
did he know his age of consent laws. And he was just, I can't do an impression of him because that'll out him immediately. But he was, I'll just do Christopher Walken instead. he was like, wow, I'll tell you, 19 sometimes feels so much younger. he's like Romeo and Juliet.
Which I don't even know what the
Shakespeare.
He had the right idea.
Used to finger bang them as soon as he saw a hair on their chin.
You guys,
it could have been the fur of a cat, but it didn't matter. He fingered.
There's this crazy Christopher Walken. That's great, by the way. There's this crazy.
You're like, we're done with
the impression is B minus, but I will say there's.
I don't even know what Romeo and Juliet is.
I don't think you know what Christopher Walken sounds like. If I'm being honest.
My impression of 7 different impressions of Christopher Walken.
There's a story that I don't even know, and I've never heard it. I've only heard it secondhand from my father 3 times, and it's this story that these radio guys, old basically podcasting.
Alaska 16. Go on.
He would say they said that they were at this dinner, and Chris Walken shows up in a big trench coat.
Oh no!
Like almost comically too big. Mm-hmm. Like it seems like he's like put on more jackets underneath the
Can
trench
coat.
Can
we say that every trench coat is comically too big? If you're wearing a trench coat, it's already too much.
Yes. Can I continue with my story?
No.
Okay.
Go on.
Good. I'm glad you interrupted me for that terrible observation.
Columbine, go on.
And the Chris is sitting there. He seems uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Chris, you go there. Feeling okay, and they think they can hear from the jacket some light meows.
There's no way. That's bullshit.
And Chris, what do you have in your jacket? And he like turns around and looks back at him. He goes, I got kittens. Anybody wanted some kittens? He had like 4 kittens in his trench coat, apparently.
Got kittens.
I've got these kittens.
Got a couple of kittens.
Anybody want some pussy?
Some kitty
tonight?
Cat. This one is an Egyptian Mao.
A Mao Zedong.
No, it's not what it is.
Anyways.
Wow, then that's real? That's a real
apparently
story?
Apparently, that's a very real thing that he did, was carry a litter of pussies into his trench.
I thought you were going to wrap it into the Romeo and Shakespeare law.
I mean,
these cats have no age of consent.
What is the jurisdiction for underage kittens in California?
I'll tell you, a cat's asshole is like international waters.
A married couple can't be arrested for fucking the same cat.
Yeah, as long as they're married. Married.
Yeah, mine's like C minus. Fucking
yeah, baby.
That's okay. That's Listen. How you know it's good. We have probably Mad five TV. Good impressions, and everything Mad TV, else here is we just come, a dude. Big swing.
When Mad TV comes back, we're gonna be on it for sure. They should bring Mad TV back.
Sad TV. Unfortunately,
it was the best. Dude.
No, for us, if we were on it, Sad TV,
it would be Glad TV.
Yeah, it would.
Which is sad.
Wish we had TV. You know,
suck my Nads TV.
Ooh, good.
Whoever call does anybody call them Nads anymore? Go Nads.
Not since 06, I'm afraid.
My dad always called them Nads.
Ah, my Nads are just stuck under my jeans again.
Yeah, hit me in the Nads, dude. To my dad, because I kept punching him in the fucking cock when I was a kid. You know?
I always say
it was right there
because I have to censor myself. But my children, you know, if I'm laying on the couch, it's almost like an open invitation to just dogpile me.
No, yeah, of course, your right. dad.
And every time one of my kids hits me right in the nuts, like with their elbow or something, just fucking diamond elbows to my Nads. And I got to censor myself, but I also got to exclaim what's going on. So I say something along as like, right in the nugs.
The nugs.
Nugs, yeah.
The nugs. So you bring in drug paraphernalia into their
nuggets.
Linguistic. Well, nugs is like, you know, fucking, yeah, dude, get a little nug, dude, light it up.
Yeah, well, nug, I mean, they're familiar with chicken nuggets more than they would be
gotcha.
With the, you know, nomenclature of weed.
Yeah, but the fuck, they're going to figure it out pretty soon.
Yeah.
By the time elementary school, they're going to be vaping, weed vapes, it's over.
I keep microdosing them by putting some weed gummies in their vitamin gummy jar, you know?
That's good, so you don't know. So
if they're
not
high
know,
or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Connor, my son's extra sleepy today.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he got the weed one today.
Where did he get that acoustic guitar? What the hell?
Why is he wearing a beanie off to the side? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those long beanies. He lets it hang out. He wears it at the
one
back
of the
of
Seven
head.
Dwarves beanies.
Yeah, exactly. One
I
of those.
Hate those things. What are we doing?
I think if you are thin and you're mean and you get pussy, it's cool to wear.
I've never seen anyone pull it off.
You're half those things.
I know. I've never seen anyone pull it off, though. Anyone who's wearing like the sleepy beanie, as I like to call it. Because it's like a sleepy time beanie.
Sleeny.
It's like, ooh, I'm going to hold a candle on a stick and walk through my house with my nightgown.
It's one of those.
And,
yeah.
Like, it's so dark in here.
Yeah.
Good thing I wear my sleepy beanie to keep me warm.
Yeah, it's one of those for sure. That was a trend in modern New York jazz drummers from about 2013 to 2017.
Nightgown candlestick?
They would do nightgown candlestick beanies off the top, and then they would shred drum and bass style jazz drumming, and it would be the coolest thing ever. But like, and then all of us wanted to wear, we're like, is that how you get good at this? You just wear the beanie at the back of your fucking thing, and you just fucking shred?
Yeah.
And we bought it. And we bought into it for a long time.
We bought into it. Yeah. Your head seems cold. You do wear hats often. Are you a beanie guy?
I stopped wearing hats just to see what it looked like. And turns out no one likes it.
Hmm.
People like a hat.
For you.
Fuck you.
Okay.
I got hair.
Calm down.
Spread them. Speaking of legs, fucking squatty potty, more like thotty potty. That fucking hikes your fucking legs up. Get ready for your fucking pooper to get doopered. I'll tell you that. It's really a good position to get fucking bung fucked. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's where we're going here.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, sometimes my hammies lock up, but
keep up, Jay.
I have tight hips. It's real bad. If I get my leg, it just locks up.
Really? Why do you have tight hips? You don't stretch?
I do.
No.
I try.
No, you do like 1950s
calisthenics.
Yeah, which is just you put your arms out all the way, arm's length, and then you like lean to one side, you lean to the other side. And you go, yeah,
that'll do it for the year.
We got our own water fountain, and then you go for a run, you know, or whatever.
Water fountain?
1950s?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Grow up. Read a book, you fucking racist.
Yeah.
I think...
I don't think California ever segregated...
My Death Star broke.
Well, don't they all?
Yeah. Come on, kids. No one got
Come
that.
Come on, here we go. For those at home, I gave Drew a drink with a ice cube that was a mold of the Death Star, and it just collapsed, much like its sister stars in the films.
Jesus, yeah, that's you. You talk, sound, and act, and live your life in a way of a person who is so glad they got one pussy. And because if you didn't have your sweet baby wife,
you clung to the mast
like a fucking what do they call it?
Like a Swedish pole dancer,
like a fucking an old
windmill.
Smuggler on the poop deck. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. We found a couple of words.
Okay.
I've been watching my Game of Bones.
Yeah.
We talked about that last time, right?
Oh, you're a grown woman.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good ones on the Game of Bones.
I forgot the red woman. I forgot she was a fucking...
The red witch that they just completely ditched. Like, they're like, actually, we can't go anywhere with this.
I totally forgot she was an old fucking saggy-titted whore.
Yeah. When they show it, you're like, ooh, kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
You feel a little bit bad.
A little bad, like, but also a little... I still got a little tingly down there.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
We can make this work.
We went from M-O-M-M-Y to M-A-M-M-I real quick when she took off that necklace. Mommy.
I'll give her a necklace she won't forget. You know,
that was at my sister's Mexican ass 21st birthday. So they let her, hey, mommy, take a shot, mommy.
Oh, was it like a quinceañera of over 21-year-olds?
Yeah, exactly. She loves Patron, I guess. I'm like, you're trash.
21.
Yeah, she's all right. She has friends, I guess.
I mean, people do.
She's a total bitch. You know what I mean? You know?
Big but fan of the pod. Huge bitch.
I love my sister, but she's a vicious woman.
Yes.
And which is the cool part about having a younger sister who's a vicious woman, because I'm more worried about who she dates, like for their safety. Mm. And because I'm like, oh, she's the abuser, which is
nice. She will hurt you.
Yeah, which is nice. I don't have to worry about her.
Yeah.
Being she's the one. I'm like, please don't do that because, you know, you might go to jail now if you put a knife to that guy's neck again, you know? She never did that. That's fake. Allegedly. Jokes. Comedy. No. She never knifed anybody. I had to do my...
The court case comes up next month.
No, my dad had that. He had a fucking lady. He dated a Mexican lady. And yeah, ditch on the sister's birthday. she's all right. I'm happy for her.
It was a fun party, but the dad had a woman.
I gave her a bottle of tequila. I gave her $50 Starbucks gift card, and I gave her some liquid IV. Because I was like, start taking this now because you're fucking,
yeah,
you got too many shots in your system. But anyways, my dad, he was like dating this chick for a while, and all of a sudden he comes home one day, he's like, hey, yeah, that chick like pulled a knife on me and threatened to like kill me, so like don't, whatever you do, don't tell her where we live. And I was like we're gonna
too late,
we're gonna go to dinner.
Yeah,
and like I'm gonna see her and shit like that. So he's like, you're gonna see her around, so like don't tell her where we live. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then like I go,
first words out of your mouth,
I and then I go to like to school or whatever, and then I come back for the weekend, I come home, and then she's in the kitchen and she has scissors in her hands.
Ooh.
And she's like, your hair looks a little long, do you want a haircut? And I was like, yes,
please,
I only want a haircut. I'm like, can you cut 21 curls off?
Can you do a high top fade off my balls?
Yeah. So now
it's
I don't have any
low top fade.
Yeah. So now I don't have any balls. But she was actually, yeah, she was a great haircutist, surprisingly. And
that's what they're called.
Haircutist. Yeah. Haircuntist.
But she pulled a knife on your dad?
I guess so. He's like, yeah, don't let her know where we live. And then he folded. She must have sucked him off good. And he's like, 325 Smith Ridge.
And then she pulled a knife.
90408, you know.
What was the knife? How did that come into play? You don't know, or you don't want to say?
No, just a mix of... Just a mix of my dad probably being my dad and just a fiery Latina woman, you know? It's less pathological than it is more just like, you know. You know what I mean?
West Side Story?
Yeah. No, it's totally wrong. Actually, kind of. One of them's Puerto Rican, right?
Gotta love them.
You gotta love them.
I love a spicy Puerto Rico, you know?
Hey.
That's good PR. That's what I say.
That's my mother's name. My mom gave me a box of vegetables. Anyways,
you took your mom to the ghetto. What was that earlier you said to me?
Oh, sorry, she lives in the ghetto.
Oh,
I took her home.
Oh,
yeah, she lives in the ghetto. There's no parking. Everyone just like parks in the middle of the street and leaves their hazards on and leaves their car there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
There's no corn man. I saw him rolling through earlier.
Love a corn man. Love a fruit man. Yeah. Fruit stand man.
Fruta. Yeah, there used to be some. There might be a fruit guy over there. You play the game gunshots or firecrackers, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I used to play that a lot. I lived in Garden Grove off of Chapman, and it was always like, is that the Disneyland fireworks or is that my neighbor getting shot up again?
Brap, brap, brap.
I think my wife left the car unlocked for 1 second and had everything stolen out of it.
Really?
Yeah, phone, wallet, keys.
I think I have mics that I really like that I think got stolen out of the back of my car or something, because I've been trying to look for them.
Yeah.
And I cannot find them anywhere. They're not in the back of my car, which I can't get open. I try to, because my car doesn't have an engine.
Yeah.
It's getting worked on.
Yeah.
So I tried to go through the back seat, fold those down, and pull the emergency thing in the trunk, and then I ripped the emergency cord completely off, so that's not coming out. So I just tried to shuffle through the back and find it, and I couldn't find it. So I think I'm missing some mics.
Mm.
I want to get back to the studio, you know?
Yeah, I told you what I've been doing with my car lately, because if I sell
insurance
it...
Insurance fraud.
Yes. I put the keys on the dash, I leave it unlocked, and I put a sign on it that says
Is this legally a smart thing to put on a pod?
Yeah. I want someone to steal my car. Mm. Oh, but if someone hears me say it on a podcast, then it's...
Yeah, they're going to actually see the car, and then also, like,
Your
the
Honor,
government.
Exhibit A, Swallow Daddy's episode 35, and the crowd says, what the fuck?
Every episode is getting Patriot acted, dude. We're good. Yeah. Dick Cheney's just like, well, I don't know who that is. But, yeah, Dick Cheney's not going to let you get away with that.
That was Ronald Reagan, by the way.
Well.
Let me get a jelly bean.
Nice shot.
Assassination attempt.
Hey, missed me, or whatever he said.
Yes, dude. I just saw that video.
Yeah.
So apparently it was like a week after the assassination attempt. He's doing a speech in front of 1,000 people.
People know this. You don't have to tell people a very important historical
moment. I never saw it.
You're like, okay, so there was this guy named Martin Luther King, and he had a dream, you know? Like, it's a very important historical thing. How did you not know?
Well, okay, history is important, and some people don't know that there's fun moments in history that were caught on video. It's on video.
Yes.
Where he's like, and I think this country has been doing, pah! And he goes, miss me.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Everyone's like, oh.
But it's impeccable comedic timing.
Rude boy. You heard a rude boy in there. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he was a movie star. He was like reeking of charisma.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was the first Hollywood
schlub to make it to the silver screen to the white.
Was he the Iran-Contra thing? Was that his gig?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Go on with the bit where you have no idea
continue.
What that is.
Yeah, Iran-Contra. I don't know what either of those words mean. No, but I will say, you brought up MLK, which, you know, love him. Black History Month's coming
junior
up.
Junior or senior?
Either. Yikes. Both good. Both good Coles.
Coles? Yikes, RJ. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, I can't. No.
Oh, my goodness.
If you heard me say it, I didn't mean
S-N-L.
It.
S-N-L. Lo siento about that guy. I don't associate myself with
such
a man.
I'm not going to explain an archaic phrase that was used to describe a good person.
An old chunk of coal, like Norm MacDonald, you meant.
Yeah. Well, that good. Yeah, I'm not even. Stop. I'm done now.
We're going to cut
that
part out.
We're going to cut everything out.
Don't even bleep out Coles.
And just cut everything out after
that.
It's
going to sound like you said the N-word. You know? Because you're going to be like, yeah, you know, Martin. They're like,
is it good?
Junior and senior. Junior, they're both a couple of good beep. And you're going to be like, yeah. So even if you said Coles.
That was something that Tupsa, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk had said this week, that MLK, actually not that good of a guy. We shouldn't be celebrating his birthday, which is coming up, and then when this will be released.
We're releasing this on MLK Day?
We got to.
Yes. All right.
Drew just put his fist in the air in solidarity.
Yeah.
And then the middle finger for some reason.
I did not do that. Don't you fucking do me dirty like that, you son of a bitch. That's beautiful, man. Yeah, well, it was one of my favorite things he said. What was it? It was love is... No, is it? Is it... Stop it. It's... It's either love is, no, it's justice is love and calculation. But seriously, dude, I got a book of his speeches. Literally the first speech he did that was like the one that made him a star was like the other preacher dropped out.
Yeah.
So they needed someone to cover. They're like, MLK Jr., can you do 20?
Which, by the way, you don't need to throw in the junior. We know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's only one guy with those three letters.
Yeah, but it's, he was, you know.
Do you think anyone's ever been like, MLK, wait, you mean his dad?
Yeah, because I support the community, I feel it's more respectful to say
but even,
the extra two letters.
Even anyone, a part of the community, would never be like, by the way, I want you to know this was MLK Jr. I got to tell you.
Well, there's RFK and there's RFK Jr.
And
right?
No one cares about either of these. Okay.
Fair enough. But anyways,
no one's like, wait a minute, are you talking about RFK Jr. or talking about RFK? Because we both don't fucking care.
Bro, dude, MLK, he was, here's why he's the GOAT. Oh, there's only one reason. He's only done one.
He freed the slaves.
He's only done one good thing.
Oh.
Yeah, when Rome was burning, he put it out.
Vesuvius.
He took a bucket of water, he went, shh.
He reversed Vesuvius'd him.
He went, Rome is wet. That was him. That was MLK. But MLK Jr., so the Rosa Parks thing just happened. They just did that thing. And then they needed somebody to rile up the crowd in the church. And the other preacher dropped out. I don't know why. And they're like, MLK, can you sub in? And he's like, all right. And he like got a speech. He wrote a speech in like 20 minutes. And he gets up there. And he just fucking murders.
Yeah.
20 minutes. I think he was like super young, he'd never done this before, and like literally like in the speech, when you're reading it in the book, you see the ad libs from the people yelling out in church, like, yes Lord, tell him. I don't think they said tell him. That's what I say
rude boy. Okay. Rude boy.
No, this is not in Jamaica, but
Reagan got the rude boy, but MLK, no.
Yeah, Jamaicans loved Reagan.
Oh yeah,
that was his. That's why he wanted a landslide. He got the Jamaican vote.
Well, you know why? Jamaicans also historically love jelly beans and hate the gays.
Really?
Just like Reagan.
Yeah, no, that's a fucking connection.
Bruh, bruh.
Yeah, exactly.
No homosexuals.
Did they really hate the gays?
They hate them.
Still?
Yes.
No, they're all about love.
Their main export is reggae and anti-homosexuality.
What is Bob Marley? What is Robert E. Lee Marley?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm making the connection now.
He had to go Bob.
Yeah, Robert E. Marley.
Robert E. Marley. You know, if anything, that is crazy to think that the opposite of Robert E. Lee is probably Bob Marley.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, truly, in every possible way.
Did you know that Bobby Lee?
I shot the sheriff. Just kidding. I never shot anybody. I hate the gays, though.
That's right. They had to.
That's how you know it's true opposites. Robert E. Lee, flaming homo.
Yeah. Was he?
Absolutely.
No, he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
I do not stand for that.
Well, neither did he. He bent over. Come on.
Oh, just teeing you up for these.
Wouldn't that be nice, though?
Oh, my goodness.
Confederacy. Oh. See, closeted gay Confederacy.
You're having a good episode.
Me?
Do you remember when Dave Sire said that to you?
Shut up.
Just
stop.
Ruined you. Deflated you.
Every time you bring him up, you're getting in my head of how my performance,
like,
so far.
You were trying so hard, and unfortunately, it happened successfully. And he's like, oh, you're finally having a good episode, huh? I was like, yes. I was like, fuck you, Arjun. I'm like, also, oh no, he knows I'm having one of my worst episodes right now.
You mean the one where you said nothing?
There was no room.
No room in the inn. You and Mary had to sleep at the barn.
Yeah.
Know? There was nothing.
Not fucking with fucking...
What child is this who came with rosacea and silence,
not
you know?
Fucking Stompalicious Carrie coming in here and fucking going off. Going off like the queen he is, you know?
Go off queen. But speaking of Bob Marley, I don't know if he ever said anything about not liking the homosexuals, but that's still a very rampant part of their society.
Interesting. Yeah, it's crazy because gay people
love reggae. Yeah. No, that's how you know. They hate it.
Really?
Apparently.
Ronco kinko, kinko.
You'll never hear it in a gay bar.
Really? Or at a parade?
Definitely not the parades.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think this is very close.
But you know what's also funny is that it's also the only genre of music with gay in the name.
That has to be a bit.
That's the Jamaican guy's like, we do not claim this. This is, we were gay first.
We remixed the gay. We call it re-gay, reggae man.
We were gay first. They took us. Yeah. They took our name.
We are reg gay. We are regular gay.
Well, what came first, the chicken or the came? You know, I don't know. What was it? The cum? I don't know what it is. But was it reggae or was it homosexuality? Obviously, was first, right? Maybe not the movement.
I don't
know. The parades, certainly. The parades weren't until about the 70s.
Yeah, the rude boy or the rude twink, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know which one came first.
The rude goy.
The rude goy. Easy there.
That's a Jewish term, right?
That's how they insult non-Jews, like me or you.
Oh.
They're like, oh, hoigel, and that's just another goy.
Another goy, another goy.
Oh, Harold. Another goy, Harold.
Yeah, I asked my mom again. I'm like, please tell me we got some Jew in our family. And she's like, I'll ask your grandfather again, but it's not looking good.
Everything but.
I think there is. There's also some other ones in my family that are a little concerning where I'm like, the only way there are family is if somewhere in a faraway land we owned them. In Asia or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
or Latin America. Was it Latin America? Honduras, maybe? I don't know.
Good.
It's a long story.
It's a good roll of the R.
Honduras.
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 Sesuel.
Sesuel. That's Spain.
Yeah.
España.
España.
España. España.
That's.
Have you met both Ashesha and Thetha? I've met both Spanish.
I don't know what either of those words were.
That's
Ashesha or Ashesha? What did you say?
Well, in Spain, there's two types of Spanish. There's como estás and then como estás.
There's a lisp.
Yeah, como estás. Or como estás. There's ones where they all talk like Sean Connery. Como estás.
Como estás, Trebek.
Como estás. Well, yes, of course. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Tacos, burritos. Yes.
Chipotle.
Como se dice, shuck me off. In Espanol. Yeah. This episode is, there's a lot of laughs, but I think it's a little scattered.
Yeah, well, you know, we've all had busy days. I've had a fucking suck of a week. I got double kneed to my nuts this week.
How can you double knee? That's impossible.
I have my legs open and God from above took both knees straight to each nut separately.
Did he just get on his knees real fast? How do you do? Like, did he do a flying double knee?
Yeah, flying double knee. I'm laying on the ground. Flying double knee straight smashed my nuts into oblivion.
Anything is possible.
I woke up Tuesday morning. The wife goes, hey, the front yard's flooded. And I go, yeah, well, you know, that's just kind of the city we live in. And she goes, no, I think it's from us. And I go and look, and it's fucking the front yard. It looks like the tree, I can't tell, it's an optical illusion. It looks like the tree might be falling over because there's a huge portion of my front yard that is super lifted up, like 2 to 3 inches off the ground. Just like, it looks like it's about to, the tree's gonna tip, and I go over to it and there's a bunch of water, and I step, it's inflated with water.
No,
a pipe burst my main water line,
your main vein, bro.
So we don't have any water in the house because it's all fucking coming out of my front yard,
drained in the main vein.
Call the city, they shut it off. I call my emergency plumber around the road. He comes by. And,
is that from one of the 1,000 business cards you leave lying around?
I got it. Yeah.
You have like probably 6 emergency specific plumbers.
What's my favorite one? Is Jesus Christos gardening.
It was a gardening.
Oh, no, Emmanuel Labor. That's the one I like.
That's fake. You piece of shit.
God with us. No, he, the guy shows up and he's, oh, my friend, you know, it's a bummer, but this, you know, this, it's so hard to say where it could be. You know, if you think it's right here where the water was coming out, I'll dig straight down. And if I do, it'll be $1,600 to fix it. like I have that.
Yeah.
And he goes, if I can't fix it, it's probably up the way. I got to create a new pipe. $6,000. And I went, how about I just bend over right now?
I'll meet you halfway at $10,000. Deal?
Split the difference. I'll suck you and your friends off and call it $550.
You can have the house.
You keep the house. So he, one old dude.
Yeah.
Solamente, by himself, digging for 4 hours. in the front yard. Just sad.
Please tell me you paid him.
This is the best part. He can't figure it out.
Oh, no.
He goes, I have to make a new line. It's probably going to be $6,000. I'm going to go talk to the teams that I work with, and we're going to come back and do it tomorrow. 4 or 5 days. It'll be done. I'm without water. So my family has to go. Luckily, my parents still live in town, so we went to go live at their place for the few nights that we were there. And I'm still just going, God damn, we're not going to come up with $6,000. This is insane.
Yeah, that's when you texted me. You're like, do you have $6,000? I thought you were a Nigerian scammer that hacked your phone. And was like, click on this link to donate $6,000.
Did you click on any of the links?
Yes.
And it went to betterhelp.com/swallow.
/swallow. No, yeah, I lost everything because of you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So the guy, the next day, I work from home, so I have to come back here, and also my dog, the poor boy, he's all alone. So I come to feed him. I go do my work. I got no water. I'm just pissing in the backyard, drinking water bottles. It's fine. He calls me. He goes, I'm so sorry, my friend. I can't do this job. You'll have to completely dig up your driveway. You're going to have to get a contractor. You're going to have to get a permit from the city. And I start cracking up.
Well, you have a key to the city, but you don't have a permit. Come on now.
I don't even have a fucking permit, dude. I'm going, now this is going to be a month long. I got no water. I'm fucked. And it's going to be $20,000 to redo my driveway for a goddamn... Meanwhile, I've been trying to call my insurance agent, going, hey, I got homeowner's insurance, right? And he's like, oh, actually, it's not... No damage to the home. It's you can't claim anything. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, sorry. No damage to the home. No dice. And I go, what? The city won't say it's their fault because it's on my property. And you're saying, sorry, it's your property, but it's not your home. So you just got to front the bill for this $6,000 fucking water pipe.
It's the system, man.
The fucking system has robbed. I pay my taxes. I fucking.
You fuck your wife.
I fuck my wife.
Yeah.
I'm terribly fertile.
Beat your kids.
I have awful wordplay.
Yeah.
And now I'm here stuck with a $6,000 bill up my ass like I'm a goddamn loser.
Yeah.
Like, and mind you, these are 80-year-old pipes.
Yeah.
Talk about MLK, you know?
Easy there. Is he 80 tomorrow?
Probably. No. Happy birthday to you.
Easy there. He deserves a longer clap than that.
Yeah, fucking keep it going for MLK.
Junior. Not
junior.
Senior.
Do not be confused.
Yes.
Having said that, I'm fuming. It's probably when I was texting you, because I'm getting on the phone with my insurance agent. He was telling me, go fuck myself. I said this to him. I go, so you're telling me that every person, I was a lot nicer, but I said, you're telling me every person in California is keeping their fingers crossed, hoping their water line doesn't break at any moment. And he goes, a lot of people actually don't think of it. And I go, God damn it. That's exactly what I want to hear.
Awful. Awful. So what are you doing now? Where are you shitting? In that little wine thing?
If you haven't smelled it yet, there's a little bucket back behind. No, God damn. Luckily, one of my good family friends is a plumber. He came by, and West Norton, look him up. He does it all over the place. You got an emergency situation. He goes, oh, well, at least he set you up with a temporary water line. Like, what? He goes, oh, he didn't set you up with a temporary water. I'll be by right away and put in a temporary water line. So you can live at your house.
Mm.
It's a human right, water, you know? Come on.
You tell them.
Yeah.
It's a human right, water.
These people, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
He was a boy.
an
immortal child.
Is this Flint Beach or Huntington Beach? Your Honor, it's a right for us here. It's not for them, but it is here.
I am living the same plight as those in Flint, Michigan. I want to...
Judge goes, sir, what about Flint? You're like, no, I said human right, all right?
Oh, my God.
You almost did the applause button. You piece of shit. Do they still not have clean water? Are they still drinking fucking Kool-Aid and Whippets out there?
If I had to put dollars to donuts, which I will, I think it's still bad.
Can they at least relieve their student loan debt or something, you know?
Well, I'm on a high horse about fronts right now.
How about this? You could relieve all of your student loan debt if you drink Flint, Michigan water.
Yeah.
For a year.
For a year? But then you die of, you know, the typhoid or whatever the fucking Gold Rush era diseases are that are flumming around in that water.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's typhoid.
There's fool's gold in that water that'll give you colon cancer.
It is metal. I think it turns you into like a soy beta liberal
me.
Wolverine.
Me? Oh.
So yeah, you basically.
Yeah, yeah. My skull is made of adamantium, at least.
Exactly. Yeah, but the only thing that comes out of your hands is just like one spork. You're like, what? It's convenient. It's versatile.
I'm ready for the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Anything they throw at me, chili or mac and cheese. Yeah.
Meatloaf or chili. I'm coming at you. Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good.
There's a Wolverine pun in there, but I'm too lazy to find it.
Wolversport. Nailed it.
X they. X gay. No, X me, X she. Adam. This is hard sometimes, you know? We're just swinging. But I will say this.
Yeah, right.
Being a Wolver Queen, I will say.
There you go.
There we go. We're there. We're, you know, the people are still into it. Wolver Queen, present and accounted for.
Okay.
I need $6,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like the fact that you asked me because it just really saddened me as you reminded me that I how much money I actually have, which is not a lot, you know. I have enough to float by now and occasionally, you know, get my dick sucked. But other than that, I'm broke, man.
Well, I don't want to disclose my entire financial situation, and I will try not to.
RJ's of the elite. His dad was a Freemason, so.
My wife is
she fronting the bill?
She works for these private schools that have charter programs where students can get funding from the government that pays the teachers directly as a contracted worker. This one charter who owes us an insane amount of money has been blackballing us for months, and we've been blowing through our savings like it's fucking Mardi Gras and I got a head full of beads.
Yeah.
Head full of beads. I can't stop asking for
and
those
chest full of tits.
Too many tits on this. Yeah. I just fucking. So we're already up a creek without a paddle, and then we get double knees to the nuts over this water thing. I'm going, is there anyone out there who can help me? So just like Drew many, many moons ago, reaching out for a mirror.
Don't Venmo RJ
$6,000
anything. Not even $5. This
no,
guy.
No, no, no.
If
don't,
you
don't,
could
don't,
see
don't.
This man cave full of shit he could be selling to be able.
I could sell the cave for $6,000. I do not want $5. I don't want $10. I want $6,000.
You're such
anything
a
anything else,
shit.
I will send it back.
I can't believe you're going to make your wife front the bill. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I will front it, but we don't.
She's already a hero. MLK Day is her day.
Junior.
Mommy loves her kids day. All right. That's what it is.
Here we go.
Come on. Right, RJ likes those jokes. It's his style of comedy.
MLK Day. Yeah. That's good.
Come on. Mommy
loves kids. Another reason why we should have good laws that tell us what the distinctions of children and adults are in states, you know?
Yeah. Mommy loves her Romeo and her Shakespeare's or whatever Juliet's.
I love a good Bill Shakespeare.
Bill I Am.
Little Billy Shakespeare just turned 21 in Arkansas.
Will I Am Shakespeare. 21. No, you got your numbers crossed. It's 12. They're still 12.
Little 12-year-old Billy. He's a real Shakespeare.
Your Honor, this one ain't timeless, and I ain't going to do a darn thing about it.
Lock me away, Ossifer. I swear to God, I'll suck all these kids off.
I'll suck all these mountain boys into oblivion.
Some of these moms out there really horny for young ones, though, you know?
Yeah, and I love it. Okay. It's my favorite thing.
You just haven't found the right one yet.
It's my whole gig, dude. But no, I found them. I found plenty of them.
In IRL?
You know what they fucking do?
Ugh. In real lactation?
Grinds my gears. Drives me up a fucking wall. You know what these older women do? They're like 20 plus years older than me. You know what they do?
So they
go, I've already fucking sucked face with them, grabbed a tit. They've already grabbed my fucking cock through my jeans. And they go, we can't be doing this. And you know what they say? You know what they fucking say, RJ? They go,
you're my son's age.
You're old enough to be my son. I'm like, that's what makes me come. Like, that's why we're doing
this.
You know what's crazy? If you
That's
hold down,
what gets me off. You fucking asshole!
Don't you get it? That's why I'm fucking here.
That's what makes you come. Yeah. That's what makes us come.
Don't pretend like that's the thing keeping us apart.
Yes. Who's a good boy? The answer is I'm a good boy.
What's crazy, do you think they have the self-awareness to know that, that admission is...
A part of them has the self-awareness, and it's been with a battering ram on the door of their conscious mind for however long, and then they keep just fortifying that door, being like, no, I don't want to admit that this guy vaguely resembles my son.
In every way, shape, and form.
And it's hot, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But God forbid you throw that shit the other way. Dark. If there's an older man...
Oh, I was going to say, like you say to this woman, you remind me so much of my mother.
Hey, that's why I do it too.
I know, but have you said that?
No.
And it would just ruin...
Because we both know why we're doing this.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they could admit it. Albeit subtly and almost naively.
A-L-B-E-I-T?
A-L-B-I-E-T.
That is E-I-T.
I prefer E except after C, except for like fire
except
truck.
Except when you want to suck
conscious.
Me. Yeah, come on now.
No, you were saying things. I was going to do
something about
grammar
fucking
joke.
Older women. Older women are a good time, man. They're a good time.
Yeah, it seems like fun. But you know,
you should try.
That's the double standard that I love.
The next time you cheat on your wife, you should try having sex with an older woman.
I went to lunch.
Not a young, vibrant woman like your wife.
I almost did this.
Nailed it.
I almost did this the other day.
Crushed it. 5 stars.
I go to a company luncheon on Friday.
Happy MLK Day.
It was great. Lazy Dog. Okay. Of course. Wonderful establishment. I'm rolling my eyes. I fucking hate the place. What the fuck? How come you got everything on the fucking menu and none of it's good? Give me a good fucking sandwich and call it a day. Stick to one thing and make it your thing.
You
can bring your pets here. Get it? Fuck off. It's a chain. Make something good and stick to it.
I do like that's probably the character of the most aimless, generalized, angry, point-making comedian from the 90s. You're like, oh, whoa, you got an establishment? Why is nothing good here? Am I right?
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that...
Why don't you make a... fucking good item here.
I'm sure,
right?
Bobby Sladen has 20 minutes on Cheesecake Factory.
And the whole audience is like, can you name an item? It's like, I'm just saying, like, does this restaurant even exist? It's like, no, how you doing though?
How you doing?
How you fucking
what don't... do you do for work?
I done coming out of the pool, chain on my neck. I
Cheesecake
done.
Factory.
Cheesecake
you
Factory.
Doing?
Ask me for a hot water. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I done.
So
shout out Brett Ernst. I bombed that whole weekend hosting for him.
So I'm at the Sleazy Dung, and I fucking open the door for a gaggle of broads. Mm-hmm. Probably, I'm gonna guess median age 55 Latino.
Oh.
I don't want to say your Pornhub search, but
oh my goodness, you got me.
Lazy Dung, Lazy Dung, medium Latino.
Dude, my ads will get me hard. It'll be like single 60 plus women on my YouTube now.
There's 80 year old women in your area that don't want to. Fuck, they just want to play basketball and tell you you're okay.
Keep going, I'm almost there. Fuck.
Have you seen that? I swear I've seen that ad before at like 2 a.m. Like, these hot older women don't want to fuck. They just want to ball. Like, <what? laughs>
no, you did not see that, you piece of
I
shit.
Swear.
You did not
I
see
swear
that. You were in just a cum mirage, just a cum haze. Seeing
just a goon
shit
haze.
You yeah, you were like a... You were... Yeah, it's like a goon. Goonalation, dude. Yeah.
Goonphoria.
Yeah, goonphoria. Yeah, exactly. No. Goonawaska, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a thing at all.
So I see this gaggle, right? This gaggle of hens, and I open the door for these delightful, colorful women of color. And
you say Nigerian, jeez.
A Nicaraguan.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Were they?
What?
No, they were Latinas.
They were definitely.
Were they mommies?
Very mommy, very much.
Ooh,
mommy.
Those crazy ass eyebrows.
They seemed well put together. I don't want to say anything rude about them. They were nice, and I opened Gigi's the door. I opened the door for them, and they go, "Oh no!" And I go, "Oh no, after you!" And they go, "Oh, thank you so much!" And they walk in, and you know, there's about eight of them. The last bit of them, two of them, woman holding a much older Latino, mommy.
Wow.
Okay, very, we're going to say...
Lo siento.
Abuela, even.
Oh.
80-year-old.
Cuantos años? 80 años? 80 años?
Needless to say, she's not worried about the statute of limitations anywhere.
Wow.
She's walking in there, hobbling.
She probably got a peg leg of some sort. She's walking in there, and she doesn't even make eye contact with me because her skeleton is curved like a lowercase
Holy
c to the ground.
I got to read up on my Adam and Eve laws.
So she's lowercase c squabbling in.
Yeah, baby.
Right past me. I'm open to the door. I'm thinking, like, you know, whatever. And she stops, and she puts her hand on the woman who's holding her to stop her.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, come on. You're rock hard at this point, right? Like anyone would be?
Hold the phone.
Okay.
I'm not.
Telefono.
Until.
Hablar.
Hablar
Español.
Until
pasar tiempo con amigos.
Stops.
Amigos.
Her granddaughter.
Okay.
To look at me. She looks up. Looks right in my eyes.
Herniates 7 discs.
Looks at me in the eyes. Cracks the biggest smile you've ever seen.
The abuela?
Yeah, the abuela.
Quantos el teeth?
All of them.
All
beautiful dentures.
Wow.
She looks me right in the eyes. Oh, qué hermosa.
Wow.
Muy chiquito. Lifts her hand up. And I swear, only because my Mexican grandmother did this to me every fucking time.
Wow.
She lifts her hand up to my chin. I lean forward like a little sloppy boy, and she gently grazes my chin, and I am giggling like a child.
Oh, my goodness.
And she walks in, and I just go, if they get to do that, and they're allowed to do that because they've been putting up with that shit for 85 years of their life from older weird men being like, hey, fucking toots, you want to come over here and sit on my fire hydrant?
So you think they do that because it's the cycle of abuse?
No. Whether they do it...
No one's called their cock fire hydrants, by
I don't care if she's been doing it every day since she was 16 years old. She gets to do it now.
Yeah.
And I allow it, and I respect the double standard.
Yeah, of course. That's a good double standard.
It's why we have double standards, because those women have been through enough.
Older... Wow, you're really standing for them.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But I can't tell you how
you're
quickly...
You're saying there's a lot of passion. Like, you almost don't like the fact that your Mexican grandmother did it to you a lot growing up. Because you don't like to be touched.
I don't. It was so confusing. And she was like, you know, 4'3", you know, just, okay, chico, boy, hermosa. And she knows no English, no habla.
No but, habla.
But boy, did she know how to fucking cook, you know.
Just suck you off after the meal, right?
She was an angel, riddled with Alzheimer's for like 15 years.
Really?
Didn't even remember her own
old-timers.
Name.
Old-timers, is that what they call it?
No, and that's a terrible wordplay, and I won't allow it.
I think they call it old-timers. I thought that's a thing they say.
Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's.
Heimer?
Heimer.
Alzheimer's, I'll tell you that. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oppen-alls?
There's no...
Alzheimer's?
There's no connection to the bomb being dropped unless it was on their central cerebral cortex. Alzia when you... Time is up.
Alzia when the hymen is climbing. Oh, and the hymen's climbing.
I don't think we've reached further in any podcast to make some kind of shit joke work. But yeah. So anyways.
Yeah. We have, and oh, we will many times more.
The old bag died right on the front porch of Lazy Dong.
Dong.
Lazy Dong.
Lazy
Dong. What how you doing?
There you Dong.
Come out of Lazy Dong.
The abuela passed away.
You get
done.
The Romeo Juliet law. You fuck a lady who's super old. Alzheimer's.
Fucking Adam old and Eve law. Clap those Latina cheeks. How you doing?
Clap those Play-Doh abuela cheeks.
Play-Doh abuela. They look like 2 fucking wrinkly tamales. How you doing?
Get a couple of flautas. Slap them together. That's your ass.
a couple of chanclas. How you doing?
Chancla flauta, yeah.
Chocolate flauta, yeah.
Chocolate flauta.
Chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah. Coma City say chocolate.
You ever fuck with a Choco Taco? Holy.
Holy shit. We're trying to think, like, if...
You had 2 today.
Desert
Island.
Desert Island. Things that I would fuck.
a room temp Choco Taco.
Or a vagina. I would probably pick the Choco Taco. I love a fucking Choco Taco.
Because, you know, I could
Didn't
take...
Did they discontinue them? Or did I just move into a higher income neighborhood? The corn man is an hustler.
Who's to say? I really, you know, because Dell, right? Dell used to have the Chunko Toco.
Right?
The Choco.
There may
Somebody
have been
did. Somebody fast, so. Adam. where did I see these things? I think I saw them at like Vons, which by the way,
Vons and Del Taco are quite different places.
I know, but let me just say this. Mm. When it comes to advertising, when you got a name like Vons, you know, that's great.
Okay, well, they know more. Now I know we're not getting ever going to get advertisement money from Vons.
Well, they're not going out of business.
You're like,
so.
Vons, what a great name. Fucking pussy.
Vons!
I like the, you know, like, I was Vons. Always a Ralph's.
No, I, love-
I was always a Ralph's kid growing up. We always had a Ralph's. That was our local grocer.
Yeah.
What did like you Ralph. Have?
We had Ralph. We had.
Did you have a Kmart growing up?
Yeah.
With the little Caesar's pizza inside?
We had the big K. Ooh, no pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
No pizza. I mean, I grew up in Tust. We had everything.
Tust. Elon Tust.
Work it, where you must, but live and shop
in Tust.
In Tustin.
Ugh, is that what they said?
It's the town motto.
No.
It's on a
shit.
Abandoned well off the 5 freeway.
That's what they call that an omen where I'm from.
Yeah, they keep throwing kids in there. I don't know what's going on.
The abandoned well?
Yeah.
Do they haunt people via VHS tapes?
I haven't heard of it, but we have had a guy called the Tustin Toucher who's pretty haunting.
Easy. Don't talk about my wife that way. How you doing?
Don't talk about Drew this way. No, it's,
I'm talking about,
so you hear about you hear about this? You hear about you this guy? The Tustin, this, it's Tustin Toucher.
The Tustin Toucher. How you doing?
This is again. I don't like Jay Leno, but if he ever did a bit about Tustin Toucher, I think that would be his his coup de grace, as they say.
That'd be it.
Hey, Tustin Toucher. He's the guy. He's a fucking. He's hiding in your bed. No, this guy.
Yeah.
Would hide in people's homes under their beds all day. And wait till they would fall asleep with the lights off. And then, uh-oh, hand up over the bed, touch them while they sleep.
And that's it?
That's the thing.
Wait, did he finger him or did he just touch him?
He's just a toucher.
He didn't come or anything?
I think that was his, because it would scare them and then he'd run off.
Wow, so he got off on just touching them.
And he was doing it everywhere in the town.
Did you get touched?
No, I locked my doors.
Damn.
It's lock my doors, lock my windows.
Yeah, you locked
made
your doors.
Made the abuela stand guard outside my house.
You made it very difficult for me to get in there.
My abuela would be like, oh, que chico.
You were my main fucking, you were my main fucking guy. I never quite got you.
You know, you tried.
That's why every time we lock this garage door, you let me have my way with you for a couple of minutes. I try to get you woozy off of hazy IPAs, you know.
Trying to get me hazy?
Yeah, hey, there you
come
go.
On.
Come on, that's what they call them, hazies.
I know, because
right?
I fucking can't see what age you are.
You're like, are you Adam, Eve, Romeo, Juliet? Are you an Arkansas mountain boy? What are you? You know,
are you an immortal deity? You're stuck in the body of a child.
But you're like so wise and your tits are awesome.
And you got so many movies, so you
boy,
gotta be successful in some regard.
Be. Yeah. Translucent boy, bud.
Yeah, my type is like spunky, translucent, floaty.
Boy.
Boy. I will never, as long as this podcast exists, I will never stop doing Casper jokes. You can't stop me from talking about Casper, the fucking friendly ghost.
That only started because I
a
meant
little
to
too
say-
friendly, might I add.
Yeah, dare I say he was asking for it.
Your Honor, he was friendly.
He was so friendly.
He said it himself.
A little too friendly.
He said, I'm a friendly ghost, or whatever the fuck Mickey Mouse says.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny how it all started. Where I meant to say, because it was the top 10 monsters we would fuck. I meant to say Slimer from
barely know
Ghostbusters.
Her, but yeah, go on.
I don't talk about my father that way.
I talk about yeah.
Hashtag glory hole. Hashtag off of New Hope. Hashtag Arco. Hashtag handicap stall.
Hashtag the well that says liberty muster work.
Hashtag bring a prime energy with you. You're gonna need it.
Oh god, you got me hooked on those things.
Yeah, are you doing the fake Gatorade ones or the energy drink ones?
Whatever the prime blue is, I don't give a shit.
They have like seven blues.
It's like the blue. It's like the icy blue. It tastes like an icy.
Yes, but it's just the
silver
Gatorade version, right? It's
I
not,
think so.
It's not the silver can.
It's not a can. No,
it's not a caffeine. One.
No, it's just a blue Gatorade, whatever. It's fucking great,
man.
It's tasty.
We're gonna find out way.
But I don't want to lose this. I will forever be Casper guy.
Casper
is in my corner. I'm always thinking about him. What's he up to? Is he still out there?
There's gotta be a Casper fleshlight we could buy, right?
Yeah, it's just the vapor off of dry ice.
Yeah, exactly.
You put it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Doink it. It's just
you ever fuck around with dry ice and burn your hands?
It's just a tin foil full of cottage cheese.
No, not Casper.
Yeah, I know. It's a good source of protein.
Your Honor, he's a vaporous being. There's no way it would feel like a real material.
Yeah, there's no way. Overruled, good source of protein.
Overruled.
What am I overruling? He's like, what am I? You're
order
innocent?
In the court. Why am I here?
You're innocent. Yeah.
Order in the court. This is the fucking stupidest bit of all time.
Yeah, we're in the court. We're all gangbanging Casper after this. It's fine.
Hearsay, Your Honor.
That's hearsay.
Oh, God. No, I fucking love that twink, you know?
He's more of a cub.
Yeah.
Or an otter.
He's the Olsen triplet that died, you know?
Is that what happened? Is that what happened to the third one?
Apparently.
Did the two twins eat the third one in the gut?
On purpose, sadly.
There's only one way to eat it.
They don't eat it. They absorb it.
No, they eat it.
With their powers.
They eat it with their fucking powerful mouth and chompers.
Ew. Have you seen the Olsen twins lately?
Well, one of them is very, very good looking.
No.
The one that did...
They're identical, so you can't say that.
Oh, really? Well,
they're identical. They're literally skeletons. It's terrifying.
Well, one of them did that miniseries that was like about the real case that happened in Texas, where the guy...
Texas Cocaine Massacre?
No. The Texas Toucher, out of all things. Howdy there, partner. Just want to touch the toes and I'll be on my way.
You mean Tony Hinchcliffe? Hello. Okay, come on. Hello. We're out here. Walk. Okay.
Hello. Texas Ranger. Here to touch your toes. Good night now. Texas Toucher. My friends, my old jazz fusion band, when we went to Texas. I think they went to Texas without me first time because I turned them down because I'm like, I don't do that. And then...
so many questions.
I don't support that. And then what happened was they got pulled over by a guy in Texas. And then the guy comes to his window, big old hat, and he just like tips in the hat and he goes... Texas Ranger. How fast do you think you're going? He began the sentence with Texas Ranger.
Yes.
Comma.
As one should. He was on horseback, of course.
No, he was on fucking...
What? Motorcycle?
No, he was on the...
Unicorn?
He was in the proper... What cars do they use?
Street luge.
Street luge.
I would lose my mind seeing a cop just luge by in traffic on the bike lane, just fucking...
Back the blue to your black and blue.
That's my thing.
No, that's my line, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got this cool closer where I pucker up my sweet little thin married asshole up on a stool.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love it when you talk about my act on the pod nonchalantly as if anyone fucking has seen me do a lick of stand up.
If you guys want to see RJ do stand up, he's going to be performing where?
I've got spots Casper's all week this up. Week. I'm going
to
be...
Okay, you don't have to yell at
no,
us.
No, I'll tell you. I'm screaming.
God, he's so cool.
Gamecraft Brewing, Laguna Beach Monday. Tuesday, Placentia. Fucking Where Clubhouse Comedy.
Oh, Tuesday.
Matt Cole Show. Wednesday, Santa Monica, The Crow. Ever heard of her? Then, Thursday, you know it. It's Nice Bits Comedy Competition. I'm hosting it, of course.
That's right.
Friday, Laverne Brewing.
Where's that?
Ever heard of Laverne? It's... outside of time, post World War II, baby boomer town.
Interesting.
Very quintessential suburbia. Good brewery, apparently, and a fun show. I'm excited to do it.
So if you come up to these shows, be like, hey, I'm a swallower.
I'm a swatty.
I'm a swatty. I'm a swaller or a swatty. And
I'm a swallower in the streets, but a daddy in the sheets, you know?
And I'm more of a...
out of... jokes, apparently.
I gassed out right then. I don't know what happened. I ran out.
You're down the Woodford Reserve, and you're just gassing out
this
on me.
What's the caveat with this Woodford?
It's the Death Star. It's killing you, really. He's drinking the sunken remains of the Death Star.
Listen, that would kill with the UCB, but not here.
Franklin?
No. What's the other one? Sunset?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sunset. You're more of a UCB Sunset. I'm more of a UCB Franklin.
Yeah.
Let's get more inside.
I'm even lost in the sauce. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'll fuck a ghost. I don't care.
They shut down. Easy there. They shut down one of the UCBs, man.
That's good. I was explaining. I became a pariah. I said this earlier. I became a pariah at my work lunch because somebody told on me. 12 people that I didn't even know that, you know, we all got together. We get together once a year. This is my first time working with the company. I haven't met 10 of these people. We're at this lunch. Somebody, my boss is the only one that knows, and he told, and they first sit down, welcome to lunch, RJ, how you doing? Somebody goes, so the boss says you're a stand-up comedian. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now I got to do the thing.
Now, did you have to razzle-dazzle?
I had to.
What'd you do?
Well, it turns into
your act? Did you get you're like, all right, fine, you got up on the table, puckered up your ass, and you're like, and then fucking Moose fucking went right in there, and I said, oh, just like Casper. Yeah.
No, which is also a very good ghost noise. The whole thing was, it just became the worst podcast of all time, where their lazy Joe Rogan asking me, like, so like what's an open mic like? Like, it's like,
yeah.
Do you know anybody famous? Like, yeah, I don't know. I touched tips with Norm MacDonald at Brea Improv one time.
Yeah, like, yeah. Hung out in the green with Danny Giles the other day.
Hey, don't besmirch.
Shout out DJ.
Huge shout out. If anyone knows Danny Giles, they know that I really like the guy.
He's famous to us. The joke was people that feel famous.
I think you're trying to start
to
some
slam.
Beef.
Yeah, I'm trying to go after Danny Giles.
Do you know how many people think we've started beef with them on this podcast because we were genuinely mentioning
other
how
than
kind
that fucking hack Steve Byrne? I saw your eyes widened.
If you're listening, Steven, hey, I wish it was you and not Joe Coy at the Golden Globes to get fucking lit up, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Burn. Yeah, what happened to Joe Coy? Did people get mad at him?
He just had like a not very good set and at one point mentioned, like, I didn't write these jokes. I got this gig 10 days ago. It was my writers. Like, it was like...
That's also good.
Which is like,
that's a good way to get out of a bad set, is be like, oh, I didn't write these jokes.
Yeah. I didn't care. It wasn't that big of a deal if he didn't mention anything, but because he did, then it becomes such a whole ordeal. Now everyone's talking about it, and people online are roasting him. People saying these jokes suck, blah, 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 blah.
Bro, have you seen Patton Oswalt do his opening monologue hosting for the Spirit Awards back in like a few years ago? It was pre-Mulaney.
I bet it was genius.
It was... This was at the point in the Spirit Awards where they were
Stallion of the Cimarron.
They were still serving the food at the same time they did the monologue.
Yes.
So no one was paying attention to him. Circular tables. No one was paying attention.
Not the Spirit.
And you heard glasses and plates clinking, people talking, and then Patton was up there. Sweating.
Is it on YouTube?
Sweating. We're gonna have to watch it after. It's. Bombs like the proest of pros. If you like just a masterclass on doing a hell gig and soldiering through and not losing your shit,
yeah,
in a time where it's probably in your best interest not to lose your shit, it's the fucking best video.
He has an amazing story about how he got food poisoning and did a hell gig when he was like first starting out. God, I love that guy.
He's the best. I don't know if I told that story in the pod. Did I already? Where he came to my little kiosk at the airport.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, do you have tea?
And he looked at the tea above my head that I was like, oh, we didn't stock tea. So I was so tired. I was there at 5 a.m. in the morning. So yeah. I was like, no, we don't have any tea. And he just looked right above my head. And he's like, all right, and left.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I saw just every tea bag imaginable behind my head. I'm like, oh, you fucking idiot.
That's amazing.
Patton Oswalt will never let you open up for him now.
No, but someday, who's to say? You know, he's one of my only idols. I think it is time for Bomb Potato.
Did you write jokes?
No.
Okay, me neither. Thank God.
Well, then that's good, because I have to race like a piss horse, and I'm just going to fucking...
We can take bathroom breaks, too.
I don't like it. I like the angst that comes with good podcasting and someone who's about to urinate
on the fucking
floor.
I've seen so many great, successful podcasts where, like, hey, we're going to take a pee break real quick.
You want to try that? Because we're good.
Yeah, we're really good at this.
Yeah. I'm going to take a pee break.
You left your fly down, you fucking cum ass.
Because I'm ready to watch that Patton Oswalt video.
Ready to fucking slob your knob?
No, but I feel that this has been good. Do you have anything else you want to add other than...
You don't have any bomb potato?
I completely spaced. I've had a hell of a day. I moved somebody. I had to.
You moved somebody?
I moved someone.
With your comedy? You're so fucking arrogant. It's insane.
No, it was a friend that moved down. It was great. That's how I got this wine fridge. Do you like it?
Yeah, you're never going to use it, though, are you?
What do you mean?
You don't drink wine, do you? Other than Prosecco?
It's still a fridge.
All right, I've got one article that I screenshotted 3 weeks ago. No, we already did this one.
That's all, folks. What else do you have to fucking say, you fucking weirdo?
Dude, your fly is so far down. Pull your fucking fly up. Your penis is...